Shaitis Ninu. Like, what he called them Shaitis, like fools. The Tavd of Nun Dalar Amar Aleph for the Gemara, Toyis Ninu. These are cases of Toyis. They start made mistakes that they don't know when they start to see Dam. They're not called Shaitis, though. Musdelech Nami. And the word attorney Toyis. Learn what the Toyis. Like, here's the question, what are you talking in the case of the Mishnah, where she saw Ben Ashmasha, she saw Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Say in the case, we know when for sure she saw. Still, the shadow is, what's the Nachas? When is she Muta? When is she Zata? When is she Yasa? So, the Chlamel, Tony Toyis. Titani, we learn like this. Rashi says, Lepirish, Pishkos to Mastisokrasi. And now we'll come to explain in normal Isha, what's her cycle. It's how you learn like this. What's going to be Yemecha Tom of Yemecha Tor? And each that always sees, one day she sees and one day she does not see. The third day she sees, fourth day she does not see. What's the loch with such an isha? The loch is Misham Shoy Shmini. That's all. The eighth day she's allowed to live with her husband. Because the first day she saw she became an Ida. Second day she didn't see. Third day she sees. Fourth day, no. Fifth day, yes. Sixth day, no. Seventh day she sees, okay? But then the seventh day by night, she makes the Efsek Tara and she goes to the mikveh the seventh night. So therefore, Shemini V'leili Imai. She's allowed to live with us, but Shemesh is Shemini V'leili Imai. And V'leili Imai means the night afterwards. The night after the eighth day, going into the ninth day, that's also she's Mutter, because she only sees the daytime. So she only has the eighth day. Now, the Arab Leilos, Mitoch Shemai Nasa Yom. She also has now four nights during these 18 days. 18 days is 7 days in Nidus, and then 11 days. So during these 11 days, otherwise during these next 11 days, four nights should be mutter for the husband. Because she can never become a Zav Gubela, because she never sees 3 days in a row. She sees one day, the next day she does not see. So she sees one day during the 11 days, it's called the Shemeras Yom Keneged Yom. So through that one day she's Tamid, next day she's not. And then she's Shemeras Yom, and next night she could live together with her husband. So if out of the 11 days, 4 days she's mutter with her husband. But Seth was talking about what she only sees by daytime. What's going to be if Yom Hoysa Reim of Erev? Let's say she sees it by evening. Then Enim HaShemesh HaSel HaShemini Bevar. Then she can only live with her husband the 8th night. That's all, the 8th day, the night of the 8th day. Because otherwise, throughout the 11 days, she sees at nighttime. So every night she's also. One night she sees, the next night she's Shemesh Reim Kenegav Yom. The next night she sees. So therefore, should she only has only the 8th night, she can live with her husband. And the Shmini Bavad. What's going to be the cycle of this? Let's say Shnei Yom Tumeim, 2 days she sees in a row, or Shnei Yom Tumeim, 2 days she does not see. So Mishamesh Shmini, she can look together with her husband on the 8th day, again because the 7th day, true, she's Tumeim, that's a Nida, but then she's Tor for the 7th and 8th day she does not see, so that to the 7th she's Tumeim anyway, that's Nida, but the 8th day she's Muta. Ushneimas, who then 2 days not, then she has a Shemesh Yom Kenegad Yom, then the 12th day she can live together again, the Shishas on the 16th day, the Yesrim and the 20th day. So these are the 3 nights she's Mutzlu with her husband. For the Gemara again, the Tishamish Nami, the Shisha, why can't she do on the 19th day? Also, it's Yimei Taira, and Rav Sheshi, Zayismos, Yetzaraya, Gargum, the Tana, not the Velemi, Gemara Levi, the fine days, that says Gargum, you know, we hold this time all that's us to live together. In other words, the night, even though she can't be a Shemeras Yom Keneged Yom, but still it's a garden to live together before you finish the next day. The Pshat is Mamash is called an Issa. That's why it says here it's also. Rashi of the Shamash Petisha, 19th day. The Kanukas, we have Garak Achroin, Yom Echad Osa, Limei Ziva, Leibin and Shimma. The 11th day does not need Shimmer anymore. Because she can't be Mitzvah anymore to become a Zava. But the question is still, it says Gargum then over there, that if you see on the Yud Aleph, the 11th day, and she's Tevil B'Yayim, so she should not be Mishamah, she's still in Issa, Madrabban is still Issa. So that's why here we hold the 19th night, it's also to live together. Rashi Yoma Nihi Dechados Leboi Shimmer, true, the 11th day does not need Shimmer, but Asiyu Miyu Boi Shimmer. But the 10th day, she needs Shimmer for that. Now what's going to be in Isha has Shloshi Yom Tumeim, 3 days she sees in a row, who Shloshi Yom in term, then 3 days she saw she doesn't see. So look at this, Mishamesh Shnei Yomim. She could live together with her husband for 2 days, that's all. At the first 3 days she saw. Then the next 3 days she did not see. Okay, so 6 days. Now the seventh day she does not cleave, she says Tumas Nidirona. Then the eighth goes to the mikvah. Then on the eighth and ninth day she's mutter to live with her husband. But that's all. But Bishur Benim Shemesh Gelim, she can never live with her husband anymore, because after that, when she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a zava, and then she can never become tov from that, because she always sees 3 days later. She never have zaynikim. What's going to be an isha that our boy yomim tameim, 4 days she sees in a row, and then the boy yom tov, and then 4 days she remains tov, she does not see dam. So what do we do here? Slachris mishameshes yomechod, she's allowed to live 1 day. There's 4 days she saw, then the next 4 days she does not see. So those next 4 days, let's see, 5, 6, and 7, it's anywhere neither. The 8th day she's muta, and then that's it. Because again, after that she becomes a zav gedolam, and then she never has zayin kiyam, so she remains also liyolam. What's going to be nisha chamishi yom tamen chamishi yom tarim? 5 days she sees, or 5 days she does not see. So again, mishamesh shleishi yomim. The first 7 days she's also, but then the 8th, 9th, and 10th, those 3 days she's muta. And again, after that she can't live together anymore, because again she becomes a zav gedolam, she can't become tor. What's going to be shishiyom tamein, 6 days she sees, the shishiyom, then 7, 6 days she's tor. The law is mishameshes chemishiyomim. 5 days she's mutter to live, and that's it. Again, v'shuveni mishamesh liyolam, because after that she becomes a zav gedolam, and once she becomes a zav gedolam, she can never become tor. So therefore, because she doesn't see, she always sees every, 5 days, no, but then it never goes 7 days, she does not see. The 5th day she'll see again. So if so, she'll always remain tummy. What's going to be, and these are even 6 days this was. What's going to be Shiva Yom Tamei, Shiva Yom Tamei, 7 days she sees, 7 days not. It's now Mishameshes Revi Yomel. 1/4 of the day she's mutter to live with her husband, Mitoichav Chasiyom, between the 28 days. In other words, the first 7 days she has Tumas Nida. Then the next 7 days she's mutter to her husband. But then after that, when she sees the next 7 days, she becomes a Zav Gedolah. So since she becomes a Zav Gedolah, she doesn't start counting Zayin Ki until after that. She has to wait 7 days of Tyra. And then after that she becomes a Nida. So a period of 28 days, she's only mutter to her husband for 7 days. What's going to be Shemayna Yom Tumeya, 8 days she sees straight. Who Shemayna Yom Tumeya, she's tall for 8 days. Shemishameshes Chemishas Yom, she's mutter to her husband 15 days. Mitoich Aboyim. Who Shemayna, no matter 48 days, she's mutter 15 days. Because first she sees 8 days. So the 1 day she saw after Nidus, that's like a Shemeras Yom Keneged Yom. And then now the next 8 days she's Tor. So again, 15 days she's Muta, out of these 48 days, the same cycle. 8 days she does not see, she sees, and 8 days not. So each Cheshbon comes out this way, that 15 days she's Muta. Now it says, the question is, how do you have 15 days of Reya, but says only 14 days? Or if Adah by Yitzchak, Zay Samer, Shimei Nidosa, Shem Royibem, Oilu Lesviru Zivosa, that yes, that she starts counting the days of the Nidah that she does not see, that helps for the count of Zaynikim. Therefore, she's finished a day earlier. And therefore, no, Zaynikim does not need 7 days or join the 11 days. It would even be included some of the days of the Yimei Nidus, as long as she did not see that day. Because real Digmar says the boiler, I have a question like this, the boiler who?